This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Talk Live. Call in, talk about whatever is on your mind. That's what we do here on Free Talk Live. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Angie.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450. Free as in freedom. Got a story here from Reason Magazine. Lenore Scanese writes, well, I'm not even going to read the title. Just going to start. A mom who let her six children, Angie.
She's awesome.
It's an amazing woman. Wait 10 minutes in the car while she ran in to get them muffins at a local Kentucky cafe. Now, the impression I get here is this is a cafe in Kentucky, not that the brand of the cafe is Kentucky Cafe, like Kentucky Fried Chicken,
sure.
Not the same thing. All right. So she's the focus of an op-ed here, and it was co-authored by the Washington Post. And it says, Lenore Scanese co-authored the op-ed. Perhaps you can guess what happened next to the mom. Because Lenore Scanese, when she does an article, she's the what was called the world's worst mom. She's the author over at Free Range Kids, the Free Range Kids blog.
Yeah, some cop probably drove by and seen that a handful of kids are in the car, or some busybody called the cops and said the kids were left in the car.
Well, this is a cafe, so the cops could just be right there.
Well, that's true, too.
Yeah, but it's Kentucky.
They don't drink coffee in Kentucky?
Yeah, but, I mean, how dangerous could it have been in the parking lot of this cafe?
Well, I don't know, but I had somebody... I think this was... Anyway, I'm going to tell the story third person because I can't remember who said this. That they walked the shopping cart to the cart corral. So what's that? Parking space away, whatever it is. And they come back and somebody's hyperventilating at the window because their baby's in the car. Like, she put the baby in the car, put the groceries in the car, walked the cart to the cart corral, comes back, and some mom's there, or some woman is there.
Yep.
But, you know.
Every social justice warrior wants to be a hero.
Yeah. So, perhaps you can guess what happened next to the mom. Holly Curry, in fact, I'll bet you can, though it was 67 degrees outside and partly cloudy. And although it is statistically safer to let kids wait in the car than to drag them across a parking lot, because every once in a while somebody gets run over in a parking lot, right?
Sure.
The heart-wrenching stories of kids who die in cars almost always involve children forgotten there for hours. Not kids who've been there for a minute.
And six of them. So there's at least one that's old enough to maybe open a door and ventilate the car if there was an issue.
Right.
Right?
Six of them. One of them has to be old enough
sure.
to do that.
Does it say how old they are?
No, it doesn't. But, I mean, I doubt very seriously that they're all 18 months old and, six sextuplets or septuplets. Sextuplets.
Sextuplets.
Yeah. It seems unlikely in that circumstance, but that there's probably an older child. But if a kid's left in a car, even an 18-month-old, even if a baby's left in a car for 3 or 4 minutes, there's nothing to get upset about.
No.
There's just isn't.
I'm guilty. I do that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, your kid, you do have one that's quite young.
Yeah.
I mean, and they'll be fine.
I can remember my dad specifically said that he was going to have a mechanic set up the truck so he could lock us in the truck. when we were kids.
Well, I've met your brothers, and you guys probably deserved it. Let's go on here. It involved children who were forgotten in there for hours, not simply waiting out an errand. Curry found herself in trouble with the police. This is quoted. When she came out less than 10 minutes later, two officers rebuked Curry for leaving her kids in the car. They told her she wasn't being arrested, just detained. Hold on. That doesn't even make any sense. A detention comes because you are either determining whether you should arrest somebody or shouldn't. Once you've determined that there is no arrestable offense, then a detention isn't in line. Because a detention requires reasonable, articulable suspicion that a crime has been committed. An arrest comes because the crime has been committed. So that doesn't make any sense. She started to cry and asked permission to call her husband, Josiah. That request was denied.
I would have just done it.
Me too. Yeah.
No one asked to see the kids, who were still waiting in the car, right? Like, if the problem was the kids being in the car without an adult being in the car, right? Okay, children in the car, the doors are closed. An adult isn't in the car. If adult is in the car and the doors are closed, everything's fine. But, you know, the cops are keeping her from getting in the car. The officers told Curry that while they were not charging her with any crime, they're going to file a JC3 form. A hotline-type alert to the Kentucky Child Protective System.
This poor lady, they're going to be so in her business over this.
Is the police department or the officer's name in his article by any chance? Because I think the listeners need that.
I don't see it right now. No, I didn't dig that deep. To me, this could happen from any cop.
Sure.
This isn't... I really believe this is most cops doing this. Because... See, the thing is that we're all so busy. If you go, you know, you're going past a car and you see a dog or a kid in a car and it's 85 degrees out, 90 degrees out, 95 degrees out, and you come back out 10 minutes later and they're still in the car, then you might start, you know, paying attention. Like, the less the temperature, the less you're going to, you know, pay attention. I certainly don't want to see any kids die.
I witnessed one of these incidents at Foxwoods Casino years ago. There was a couple of Asian babies in car seats in an SUV at about 4 o'clock in the morning. We stopped in there. It was my dad and I to go meet somebody, and we were coming through with horses, and we went in there and got a couple of got some breakfast and came back, and we told the security guard on the way in, hey, this car, pointed out to him, blah, blah, blah. Came back through, car was still there, and it was daylight now. It was getting pretty warm, and it was all condensation on the inside. My father actually went and grabbed a tool out of the truck, I don't remember, maybe even a hammer, and popped one in the windows, set the car alarm off. Everybody shows up, security shows up, and they called the paramedics, and one of the kids was seriously dehydrated. It wasn't conscious. There was a big deal. They had us, like, fill out police reports and all that crap. But and from what we understand, I mean, those people, according to surveillance, had pulled in there, like, 5 or 6 hours before my dad and I even walked by.
Right.
And just, you know, had the kids in there.
And I can see, you know, a kid sleeping in a car, you're going to have to go check on them or whatever. But we, you know, if my son was sleeping in the car, we left him in.
Mm-hmm.
We pulled him into the garage and rolled down the windows and left him in the car until he got up. He would often be pretty cranky about it. He didn't like sleeping in the car, but, well, yeah, he fell asleep there, buddy. What do you want me to do?
This was like July, and it was like 80 degrees at 4 o'clock in the morning. It was really hot.
Yeah, you know? That's not good. And, again, you have to use a certain amount of discretion. But the problem is that people don't have discretion. Now it's come to the point where if you leave a living thing in a car, then you have sentenced it to death. Even if you're just walking in to get a cup of coffee and you're going to be back out in, you know, a minute.
But if you're a truck driver in New York State and you let that truck idle for more than 5 minutes, even though it's 104 degrees out and you're trying to sleep because you've been driving for your 12 hours, unless you have a dog in the truck. But if you don't have a dog, you're getting a ticket for idling. And this is
so
why
the human
see,
doesn't matter.
Right? Right. Yeah. This is in New York State, is because I used to sleep in New York and idle my truck with the air conditioning on. And I had my pug with me. And the cop was like, oh, you got a dog in there. I didn't know that. You're okay. And I was like, hold on a minute. And he's like, yep. He goes, unless you have like some handicap reason or he went through the whole list. And one of them was a pet. Or livestock, or you know, there's all these exceptions. But basically, just because you're a truck driver trying to sleep and you're in a parking lot at noontime and you got to pull over and go to sleep because you've been awake too long.
Time to get a pet mouse at the local pet store.
Sure.
Yeah. Hey, you know, that'll take care of that problem. Going on here, the next day, a Child Protective Services investigator showed up, eventually with a sheriff's deputy. All this is laid out in a lawsuit the Currys are now pursuing. And this story goes on, and it is amazing. 855-450-3733. Have you had incidences where either A, you found people who left kids or pets in cars too long, or B, somebody who went crazy over you leaving one in for 5 minutes? Free Talk Live, 855-450-3733.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
I'm crazy about My Magic Mud. This is the most important oral care product created this millennium, and I'm not kidding. We all have different opinions on politics and issues, but we all have mouths. And I want yours to be as clean as possible, with teeth as bright as they were meant to be. I will never be without My Magic Mud. It's a little surprising, but man, does it work. If you only listen to one thing I say ever, go to MyMagicMud.com and get 20% off with code FTL. MyMagicMud.com, code FTL. I believe the crypto winter is over. That, if true, means that crypto prices may be on the rise and more news will be on the horizon. Get the latest and freshest crypto news at news.bitcoin.com. They have a real staff that does real reporting, not the rehash stuff you're getting from most crypto news outlets. I am proud and happy to say that news.bitcoin.com is my first stop for all news crypto related. News.bitcoin.com. Don't forget that you can get a free Bitcoin Cash wallet and free Bitcoin Cash at free.bitcoin.com. Free crypto at free.bitcoin.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Call in. Talk about whatever's on your mind. It's Mark with you.
Jay.
And Angie.
Angie, you're going to step out after this segment?
Yep, I am.
You've got a big trip tomorrow, and you're leaving at like midnight.
Yes, we're going to Miami.
You're leaving on a jet plane.
For a spinning conference. Bicycles for hours and hours and hours.
So this is the stationary bike classes spinning.
It is, yeah. We'll be on the bikes from 7 in the morning till 7 at night.
I've taken the classes in spinning, and it's a fun little thing to do. It's a diversion. So
a diversion?
Yes. Well, diversion
good
for
cardio.
Yeah.
It's great for your knees if you have bad knees.
So we'll enjoy your conference going down there and all the other hyped up on exercise ladies that are out there. Bitcoin.com is your premier source for everything related to cryptocurrencies and Bitcoin Cash. And did you guys see the jump in Bitcoin Cash pricing today?
Yes, I did.
Yeah.
What was it at?
I don't look at it in U.S. dollars. I always look at it in against other cryptos.
Yeah.
And my prediction is that it's a good place to be against other cryptocurrencies, specifically BTC, in the near future. I don't know what's going to happen in the long term, but I'm, keeping quite a bit of the funds that I'm in charge of investing in that.
Okay.
So, yeah, check out Bitcoin.com. They'll tell you all about Bitcoin Cash and how to get a wallet, how to buy Bitcoin Cash, where you can spend your Bitcoin Cash, places like SaveItPurse.com. They'll give you the latest news on cryptocurrencies, and you can engage with the community on the forums. Learn more at Bitcoin.com. And look out soon. They'll be local.bitcoin.com. They're launching June 4th, and that will allow you to buy and sell cryptocurrencies with people right in your community. Local.bitcoin.com, coming soon.
CoinMarketCap says it's at $459 right now for Bitcoin Cash.
Yeah, that's quite a jump.
Yep.
And, the civil war rages on amongst the Bitcoins out there, but either way, all I care about is what works, what's going to have the best pricing, and
now might be a good time to sell that Bitcoin Satoshi Vision. It's at $235 right now. It's up 94% in the past 24 hours.
They've been delisted by a lot of exchanges, so it's difficult to sell the SV.
Really?
Yeah. And I sold out of the SV long ago. So anyway, talking about this story where this mom leaves her 6 kids in a car for 10 minutes to go get some muffins for the kids and her, I presume, at a coffee shop. And, tyranny ensues, right? The cops come, and the cops file a form with the, Kentucky Child Protection System. And the Child Protective Services investigator shows up with a deputy sheriff. The two authorities insisted on entering Holly's home, though they had no warrant, warning her that if she stood her constitutional ground and forbade them entry, they would return and take her kids, the lawsuit alleges. Curry let them in. Once inside, I'll tell you that in a second. And this is the trick, because they don't have the right to come in the house, but they have the power to take your children. And what do you do in a circumstance like that? When they threaten, and they mean it, you're going to let us in, or we're going to take your kids away from you. Now, they shouldn't have that power.
I think you got to stand your ground.
I would be terrified. And, this is an abuse of power under the color of law. But do I want to have my kid taken from me for weeks, months, while I fight it?
They could still take them. If you let them in and they see one thing that don't like, they could still say, oh, we're taking your kids.
Yep.
Carlos Morales, I think that's how you say his name. He wrote the book. Do you recall the book about...
I don't remember, but he used to work for Child Protective Services.
Anyway, the book has something to do about the case against Child Protective Services. And, and one of the things he said was that, like, if you have dirty dishes, they'll do this as like a check mark. And if you get a couple of check marks or something, basically you could have like dirty dishes, the trash can a little over full, and some dirty laundry somewhere like in the house, and that would be grounds in California for them to take the kids. And he also talks about how it's a huge financial incentive for the state to have custody of your kids through CPS via injections of money from the federal government. And it's just how they build bureaucracy, and, the police are there to help build bureaucracy and make sure you pay taxes, as far as I'm concerned.
So, let's see. Once inside, the woman from CPS questioned Curry about her home life. Curry answered fully, the lawsuit said, worried that any refusal would add to her peril. The investigator insisted on taking the younger child from Curry's lap and, without permission, began to undress her. In the presence of the male deputy, the investigator proceeded to undress the child, each child, male and female, down to their genitals, removing the diapers of the two youngest. Curry tried to object, but she knew she was powerless to stop the investigator from doing full-body inspections here. The last to be undressed was her four-year-old son, taught by his pediatrician that he should never let a stranger take his clothes off without his mom's okay. But when the boy tried to make eye contact with Curry, the investigator stood directly in his line of sight, leaving him helpless. Then the investigator pointed to the deputy and said, "Show that cop your muscles." The little boy removed his shirt and flexed his biceps as ordered. The investigator, "I don't even know if my son would know what to do if you said show him your muscles." The investigator and deputy began laughing while the investigator started to pull down his pants. When the little boy finally was able to look back at his mother, she was holding back tears. The little boy's face registered shame and fear.
You know, I got cold chills when you said that they took that child from her and started taking the diaper off of that baby.
Yeah.
There is no way that they would have taken my child from me. And I would have gone to jail. They would have beaten me to a pulp and taken me downtown.
So these, we're nothing but mammals, right?
Yeah.
And when you're talking about that relationship between parents and their children, and, I mean, it just shows that this society has gone beyond civilized and beyond domesticated to cowed. When you can demand to walk into a person's house and strip their children down to their clothes, shame and humiliate those children in front of their parents, show those children that their parents are powerless to protect them from the state, and we do nothing? I understand the situation Holly's in, and I get it. But at the same time, this is commentary on our society and what has happened. Ladies and gentlemen, call me right now and tell me we don't live in a police state. Look, I remember listening when I was rolling down the road in like the 1990s, maybe early aughts, and hearing somebody on the radio on a talk show saying we live in a police state. And I laughed. I was like, well, this is a ridiculous thing to say. After you've heard this story about what happened to this woman and about how her children were stripped in front of her and how she could do nothing, how her young son at 4 years old was, I don't know what else to call this, a sex crime was perpetrated against him.
Absolutely.
Now, maybe he wasn't touched in those places necessarily, but the shame, he experienced that. The fear that a sex crime victim experiences, he doesn't understand this. That's what he experienced. How's he going to feel about cops from here on out? Is it going to be officer friendly, or is it going to be something else? Police state, prove me wrong. 855-450-3733. We give those numbers to you very clearly. 855-450. Free as in the freedom to strip kids naked. That's what they've got. Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
From Texas all the way to the Ohio Valley, all the way up to New York, states are getting hammered by tornadoes. Now, this has been going on for well over a week, and there's really no end in sight. Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine tells Fox News that his state will recover.
We were hit really hard in three counties, one north of Dayton, but people are resilient.
President Trump says case closed in the special counsel investigation of Russia meddling into the 2016 presidential election. But Democratic Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi in San Francisco says regarding impeachment,
nothing is off the table, but we do want to make such a compelling case, such an ironclad case, that even Republican Senate, which at the time seems to be not an objective jury, will be convinced of the path that we have to take as a country.
USA Radio News.
Money, money, money. Money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. 800-634-1315. That's 800-634-1315. NMLS number 1136.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about what you want to talk about, but right now what I want to talk about is this story from Reason.com where a mother of six children left them in the, I presume, minivan. I can't imagine any other vehicle that they could possibly have been in to go get some muffins. She said she was gone 10 minutes. The cops called CPS, Child Protective Services, on them. CPS shows up at the house with the sheriff, and they proceed to strip all the kids naked and check their parts. Now,
yeah,
what this has to do with muffins, I don't know.
I really hope that the lawsuit is successful on the, which isn't really going to fix anything because it's just, some bonding company, just forking out money and the insurance rate goes up for the taxpayers is really all of the equivalence to. I mean,
this family deserves money, but the taxpayers largely don't pay attention and don't care what their government does.
Right, and these parasites working for a CPS, they need to be disciplined very harshly because they're just usurpers of power, and these articles come up all the time.
Sure, so all you have to do is read the blogs. I'm only reading this one because it's, to me, I mean, as jaded as I am after I don't even know how many years here on Free Talk Live, 2002, I was amazed at this line. I'll read this line to you here in just a second, but I want to tell you about Cryptocurrency Wire. If you're trying to reach the crypto market, or perhaps you want to spread mass awareness of your crypto technology, either way, you need a communications company that specializes in the field. Leveraging 35-plus brands and part of the Investor Brand Network and more than 5,000 downstream distribution partners, Cryptocurrency Wire's
combines the power of specialization with mass market reach. With their help, you can start connecting with crypto-friendly journalists and more than 1.6 million followers. Their commitment is to get the most eyes possible on your big news while it's fresh. Domestic or international, they can reach 56 different countries and also provide translation services. Even if your company is important and a relevant newsmaker, you need someone that specializes in the field to get your message heard. CryptoCurrencyWire.com. We've used them here on Free Talk Live. To much success, CryptoCurrencyWire.com. Let's go to Mike calling in from Toledo. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Thank you for taking my call. I think what we're talking about is being a responsible adult. Your words were she walked in for 10 minutes and maybe got a coffee or a muffin or something like that.
Well, she got the muffins for the kids, according to the story.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Well, at least the kids will, you know, won't be hungry. I think if she returned to the vehicle and one of the kids was gone and 4 days later they found him in a ditch, dead, she'd think, man, that 10 minutes, I might not have done that and everything would have been fine. I just think with kids nowadays, I mean, not nowadays, but it being an adult and making sure the children are safe. I mean, let's say there's a kid that's 16 in the car. And he's like, hey, the kids are, you know what, my brothers and sisters are getting warm. Let's roll the windows down, get a little fresh air going. Mom went in to get some muffins for us. And someone reaches in, and don't say this don't happen, because it does.
Yeah,
someone reaches in and snatches one of the kids.
But, you know, like, crime happened far more often to kids in the past. I mean, the crimes against children perpetrated by adults whom they don't know happens far less often than it did even when I was a kid. But this wouldn't have been an issue when I was a child. How about you?
Well, I'm 50, so I mean,
I'm 48.
Yeah, I mean, you're some of what you're saying is pretty true. I mean, it did. You know, so like seat belts and all that stuff back when I was a child, you know, that didn't really matter. But I see where the hyper awareness or whatever comes in. I get it. If you walk in to pay for your gasoline and the kids are in the car, they're within eye shot. They're within, I mean, when I had my child, I was so just overwhelmed by being a parent. There's no way I would have walked into a donut shop or a muffin shop, or a pizza shop, or whatever that you want to call it, for 5 minutes, more or less 10, come out, or my kid at 16 comes running into the muffin shop and says, hey, Mom, great idea to get us some food, but Junior just got snatched out of the car.
Mike, I think you're a lunatic. I don't know what else to tell you. I mean, you sound like a crazy person. The likelihood of this happening... It could happen, right? But if a 16-year-old can't stop somebody from kidnapping the kid out of the car, then how is Mom going to do it?
How in the world would a 16-year-old stop a 50-year-old man?
Fine.
All
how
it takes is one good crack up the side of the head.
How is a 30-year-old woman going to do it?
She can obviously stop the person by screaming and yelling
so
and dialing 911 on a phone and actually put the car in drive and leave. It's unattended,
like,
children. I mean, we can go through 1,000 scenarios, but unattended children...
Yes, there
children,
are a lot
I
of
just,
scenarios put out by fearmongers, and the
well,
fact is that they're highly unlikely to happen. But what did happen here was a bunch of law enforcement officers came to this lady's house and sexually molested her children. What do you think about that?
Well, I think we would have seen cops sexually having sex with children and how
no one claimed
mom
that they
and dad
had,
watched.
They didn't have sex with the children. They stripped the kids down in front of the lady, including
okay,
this little...
Okay,
yes.
You said everybody's over the top and getting a little too testy, a little crazy. I think we're doing the same thing with this sexually molestating or sexually abusing
Do you
a
think
child?
It's appropriate to take a four-year-old's pants down while you're chuckling in front of his mom when his mom doesn't want you to?
I would not think that that's appropriate, but
that sounds like what
you're telling me. You're selling it to me and everybody else that's listening as the cops came to the door and says, "Hi, Mrs. Jones. Step out of the way before I crack you in the head with this rifle."
Actually,
I'm
what they
go
said is,
the diapers.
No, no. Mike, listen to me.
I'm gonna go,
what they said.
I'm going
to
go make your children naked.
Put you on hold here for a second, Mike. What they said, in fact, was you can't. If you try to use your constitutional right to demand a warrant, we're going to come back and take your kids, at least according to the lawsuit, Mike. So, no, they didn't say that they were going to crack her in the head with a rifle. What they said they were going to do is do something worse. I would rather get cracked in the head with a rifle than have my children stolen from me, Mike.
And I got a question for you.
Yeah.
I mean, you know the story. I'm sure you know the details. What would be the reason, and let me finish, what would be the reason for a police officer to come in a home and say, "We got to take the diaper off this kid new now"?
It doesn't happen. There has to
be abuse, something. I mean, obviously, when children are abused,
well, all I can do is read the story.
They can try to hide that.
Mike, all I can do is read the story. But I do know that people with power tend to abuse it. People that are irresponsible.
I agree with you.
Yeah, people
and low IQ.
Yeah.
Cops are all low IQ.
I agree with you 100%. I just think there's more. You read the story. It's hard for me It's hard for me to sit here and think the cops just came to the door and said, "Excuse me, but
because,
we came over here to talk to you.
Mike,
we didn't have a warrant, but we're going to kick your door open and take your kids' diapers off to see their genitals."
The reason that you are giving the dispensation to the cops on this instead of the woman, what you're already saying is that she could have had her children stolen away from her on one hand, but on the other hand, you're like, "This could never possibly happen. This is ridiculous. These are our boys in blue." Well, I'm sorry.
I understand what you're saying about the boys in blue because, as a matter of fact, I've been a federal firearms dealer for 28 years, and I've dealt with many, many, many police officers, and I would say at least 75 of them, they're doing the stuff that they're supposed to be stopping. So I'm not a wacko just calling to argue with you. It's just I'm thinking to myself, wait a minute. I'm not saying that all cops are good. On the contrary, I'm
Free
saying 75% of them are doing...
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year.
I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a Big Ten approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry, but I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right. And now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Call in, talk about what you want to talk about. The number is 855-450-3733. It's 855-450. Free as in freedom. And we're talking about this story where this mom and, like, you know, the last caller alleges that some of the facts of the story may not be true. And this is my experience with news stories. I've had multiple news stories happen about me and about things that I know intimately. Right, we're newsmakers here on Free Talk Live, for better or for worse. And so I've had these stories. Not one of them has ever been factually true, completely. Now, that doesn't mean that most of it wasn't true, or part of it wasn't true, or some perception of the facts might have been true, or whatever, but none of them gets every fact right completely. So I concur with the caller that not every fact in this story is true, just because that's what my belief is. But I don't know what happened, and all I can do is deal with the story as it's written, and I believe it. It doesn't surprise me at all that a CPS worker goes to this woman's house because she left her kids in a car for 10 minutes to get some muffins for her and the kids, and I presume some coffee. Coffee wasn't mentioned. And that the CPS worker comes and feels like she's, for one, they tell her, they have to let her in, her and the deputy sheriff have to be let in, and if they're not, they're going to come back and take their kids away. I don't doubt that for a second. That sounds like standard, run-of-the-mill stuff to me.
And I really feel they should call them on their bluff, because they are coming in there just trying to find any nonsense reason to gather evidence to use against you. I would just say come back with a warrant and close the door.
Well, I think that could have better and could have worse results. I don't know.
Everybody,
but I'm sure they made the threat.
I know that lets the CPS into their house. I have a friend this happened to about a year ago. I said, do not let them in the house. You tell them to leave. I actually had two friends. One friend was all up on it. She's really good. And she wouldn't let him in. She never heard from him again. The father of the child, they were divorced. The father of the child had gotten a DUI with the kid in the car. And CPS showed up to do a checkup, and they said, you have to let us in. And she said, no, you need to come back with a warrant. And if you come back here again and harass me again, I'm going to be you know, suing you. I charge $50,000 an hour to deal with you guys, and I don't want to deal with you guys. And they left her alone. The other people just complied, and the stuff just piled on, the stuff piled on, and the stuff piled on, and it turned into, like, lawyers getting involved, all kinds of aggravation. The kid's grades went to hell in school, and he's a good kid. There's actually two kids. And the second one, where they came in, it was over somebody who was basically mad at the father over a car he had sold him that was not a good car. It was just people retaliating. And that's what a lot of the CPS stuff is. It's like the McCarthyism back in the day when they were saying, hey, my neighbor is a communist. Well, now all you got to say is, hey, my neighbor's molesting his kids. And CPS is going to go there and harass the hell out of those people, whether it happened or not.
Right. And so in this case, there was no evidence presented in this story, that none, that this woman would have, that might have been the situation. Now, they could have, they basically got permission from this lady by cowing her into submission. But, you know, I see no reason at this point to disbelieve what she says.
I agree.
She has a lawsuit. By the way, I never got to this, and it's worth pointing out. The local Kentucky lawyers and the National Homeschool Legal Defense Association are counsel on the case.
Nice.
These aren't the sort of people, the Homeschool Legal Defense Association isn't the sort of people to take a case if they think that you're, you know, guilty.
Yeah. Right. If you're going to make a, they don't want their association looking like they're representing deadbeats.
Right. And people who, you know, molesters and all that sort of thing. I do, you know, I mean, CPS works with molesters all the time. If you work with molesters day in and day out, pretty soon you think everybody's a molester.
Sure.
That's just how things go. And, I mean, you know, the CPS worker did what she was supposed to do. She managed to determine whether or not this family was molesting their kids, even though the reason was because of some muffins. She did what her job was. Her job is to determine whether or not bad things are going on in the house.
Her job is to get kids in state custody. That's what her job is. Her job is to grow bureaucracy. And it's the same. I have a good friend of the family that was in Massachusetts CPS, and that's what she constantly said. They just want to fill up more foster homes. They want to get more kids in the system. That is the agenda.
Let's go to the Discord lines and talk to Luke. Luke, you're on Free Talk Live. Luke, can you hear me now? How about now? Whoops. Let's turn this thing up. Luke? Well, there you go. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. About 2 weeks later, Holly, that's the mother, was found not guilty of child neglect. But why did a muffin shop stop end with a strip search at all? How dare the authorities not only second-guess a mom's very safe decision, but take their investigation so far beyond the bounds of common sense and decency? That's what motivated the Currys to file their federal civil rights lawsuit that challenges the entry into their home under coercion, the seizure of the children inside the home, and the strip searches.
Bureaucrats are known for not having any common sense whatsoever. I mean, this should be common knowledge now.
Well, I think that, like, when in dealing with the CPS worker, right, in dealing with weirdos and freaks day in and day out, that it's reasonable for a person to come to the conclusion that everybody's a weirdo and a freak. That's why we need constitutional bounds on these people, because the rest of us aren't living in this world, and we don't deserve this stormtrooper tactic where tuck 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 tuck, you open up or we're gonna come back and take your children away from you. I mean, what kind of lunatic says this?
And the thing is, constitutional bounds, I mean, you know, when you're dealing with CPS generally, first off, they don't recognize a constitution. This constitution doesn't apply to these agencies. These agencies are, you know, they're municipal corporations that call themselves governmental agencies. This is the same throughout the entire United States. Government is essentially just not living. It's these charities. And there's a really good court that case in Massachusetts that went before the Supreme Judicial Court. If you Google Jack Collins, Massachusetts, I can't remember, the state police, the Massachusetts civil rights thing there, I can't remember.
ACLU?
ACLU, that's right. They held Ian out. Yeah, the Mass ACLU sued the Massachusetts state police Jack Collins was a lawyer for the Massachusetts State Police, and they did not have to follow the Constitution because the Massachusetts State Police are made up of law enforcement councils. And these law enforcement councils are charitable organizations. They file their taxes with the IRS as a charity, and they are registered as a charity. And the Supreme Court of Massachusetts said that the Massachusetts law enforcement councils are charities and not required to answer public records requests because they are not part of the government. They are governmental agencies. The suffix on the end of the word, the suffix AL on the end of a word means similar to alike. They are not governments. And this is the same thing with Child Protective Services. The Constitution doesn't even hardly matter anymore because nobody's being belligerent about it. Nobody is bringing up the Constitution. And this is why you have to sue these people in these agencies individually, and they do not have sovereign immunity because they are not constitutional agencies.
So what Lenore Scadese, the author, says here, if they win, it'll reinforce what should be a given. Parents deserve the right to make seat-of-the-pants decisions that do not put their kids in any real, obvious, and statistically likely danger. Waiting 10 minutes for muffins falls into the no real danger category. And, I would agree. If you take all your kids into the muffin shop and a gas leak in the muffin shop causes the whole thing to blow up, are you then a terrible parent for taking your kids into the muffin shop rather than leaving them out in the car?
Yeah, and even just hiking six kids through a parking lot?
It's dangerous.
Yeah.
It's more dangerous than, I'm not saying it's dangerous. It is not dangerous to walk six kids through a parking lot. However, it is more dangerous to walk them through the parking lot than it is to leave them in the vehicle for 10 minutes. And that's what we're talking about here, is people need to be able to make decisions about their kids. I realize sometime in the relatively near future, the government's going to take all the kids and raise them in little incubators, and they're going to get no real human contact, and we're going to have generation upon generation of psychopaths. I get it. I've read Brave New World. I understand. But for today, we don't want that. Today, what we don't need is governmental employees coming into people's houses, breaking the Constitution, and stripping their kids naked.
I wonder how many rape kits in this particular town or county or whatever they call themselves are sitting on a shelf and haven't been tested yet.
Right.
Because from what I understand, there is labs all over the country.
With 3 years going back. Rape
yes.
Kits. Yeah.
And all I got to do is test them.
Right.
But they're busting people over, 10 minutes kids in a car.
855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE, as in Free Talk Live. Or use the Discord rooms at discord.freetalklive.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.